All right, we're recording.
Okie dokie.
All right, let's get into it. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. First podcast of 2024.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
you. Okay, that's not a thing.
Happy New Year to you.
All right, the camera's going to shake.
Spot. Leave that alone. Our dog's walking around. All right, let's get into it. Let's start.
Yes. Happy New Year, everyone.
Can I start with prayer?
Sure.
Thank you. All right. I know, you know what I'm saying? Nothing. All right, let's go. Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord, for another year, another opportunity to come together as husband and wife, Lord. We just ask that you just cover this podcast.
You got to put the dog away. I'm sorry. Because he's going
to... I'm in the middle of prayer. Okay. Come on, man. The dog is more important than...
No, I'm just...
Then shh. Come on. I'm going before the Lord.
Who were you shushing?
The dog. Shh. Be quiet. Dog, be quiet. Can I go?
Go ahead.
All right. Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come together in union.
I'm sorry. I can't. Forgive me, Lord.
Wait, just chill. Like, it's not that, isn't really not that deep. It's not that deep. It's not that deep. If he knocks it down, he just knocks it down.
I'm not tripping over that. I'm just looking at you trying to pray and like stop the dog from...
But don't worry about it. Nobody can see him. Come on, just let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to even do this podcast, to sit and have conversations about marriage, relationship. We just ask that as we continue to drop episodes, our marriage be covered and blessed. Our union becomes closer and tighter as we continue to seek your face. We just pray for 2024 in this year and everything you'll do through this pod. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I put it down for the LBC. I put it down for a place called A. I put it down for... Doom, 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 doom. All I really want is you. Mm-hmm. Come on. All I really want is you. Is there any song that's ever going to get you excited?
Possibly.
No. What song?
No song today.
I know what song it would.
Family Matters?
No? You don't like the Family Matters?
No. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
Thank you for being a fan.
What are we talking about?
Boom, doo, doo. Come up, like, give the people some energy.
I do.
All right, y'all, what's up? We are back for another episode of...
Marriages for Adults.
We're going to try it again. What's up, y'all? We are back for another episode of...
Marriages for Adults.
What's up, y'all? We're back for another episode of...
It's not going to change. Marriages for Adults.
A little more energy. It's 2024.
Marriages for Adults.
Get that stick out your butt. All right, let's try it one more time. What's up, y'all? Come on, man. Energy.
Marriages for Adults.
What's up, y'all? We are back for another episode of...
Marriages for Adults.
All right. I am Juan.
I'm Bree.
I'm Kite.
I'm Brianna.
It's nothing wrong with being Rock.
I didn't say it was, but that's not my name.
You're not Bree either. Bree's not your name.
It is part of my name. Brianna, literally. Right.
So we are back for another episode of Marriages for Adults. This is a audio and visual journey of relationships, marriage, just two imperfect people. One imperfect person. One imperfect person and me having a conversation about marriage, all the things that we go through, we've experienced, and hopefully we get to inspire you to continue the journey. Continue the journey, or don't continue the journey. You know, or just say, nah, this ain't it. I don't want this thing, and let me go move and be lonely for the rest of my life.
You gotta be lonely.
Come on, calm down. All right, we're promoting marriage here. We're promoting marriage. All right, so obviously this is the first episode of 2024. Y'all gonna hear some background noise. It's our dog. We have he's probably like 3.5 months now. Mm-hmm. And he is he's all over the place. But let's talk, it's not about him, it's about marriage.
Okay.
And love.
Yep.
So let's talk about, I saw something that was very interesting. And obviously on these New Year episodes, a lot of times we talk about goal setting, reflections for the previous year, all of that stuff. But I saw a conversation online, obviously online, there's a million conversations. Everybody has a thought about marriage and relationships, and everybody who have a thought, never been married or been in a relationship that has been successful or great.
Everybody?
Most. Everybody. Everybody said, yo, damn, they think Kendrick Lamar, Rose Kings, yeah. So she doesn't know what that is, but
it's not a music podcast.
Anyway, one of the things that was mentioned that I heard was a conversation about mine, yours, ours. Not ours. Mine, yours, ours. And I thought it was interesting because the dialogue was centered around what in the relationship is mine, what's yours, and what's ours. From goals to dreams, money, things that get added to the relationship. And I thought it was interesting because as we start to sit down for and create goals for this year, I wanted to see, ask you and have a conversation with you around like, how has that showed up in our marriage and how do we want that to show up moving forward? I know it's a lot of talking. I'm setting some groundwork, but when you think about goal setting, what is your mindset and your thought process around like your goals that you want to accomplish? Do you see those goals as like things that you do independently of me? As you goal set for the new year, do you think about every goal that you write as a combination of like, Juan's going to help me accomplish this? Do you have specific goals that are like only for you? Like, how does that work?
Yours, mine, ours. I think we've always like started with like writing.
I'm asking you personally.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Well, you said we. I'm wanting to know from you.
I've always started out writing goals and then coming together and then categorizing like, oh, this is probably an us goal. This is a me specifically goal, like mine. This is a family goal. This is a me and you goal. So I don't know. I feel like we've kind of done that or positioned ourselves to kind of have those three categories. Because like, right, we do that. Like, you'll write out your goals.
I'm talking about you.
And I'll write out my goals. Okay, yeah, let's talk. And then we have family goals.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I feel like that's the yours, mine, ours right there. But when it comes to like the mine in that, I think too, your question is thinking of like, is there really a mine goal when you're married? Like, can you have a goal or a aspiration, or I guess I'll just use goal as the overarching term, but like that is truly like independent. It's kind of like being like, oh, I made it here by myself, right? Like you're talking about in life, like didn't nobody help me. And it's like, I don't think anybody can ever say that. Like no one can get anywhere without assistance or, you know, the help of other people, whether you kind of know it or not or want to acknowledge it or not. So I think we label them as like mine, yours, ours, in a sense of like just being able to put a category to it so that you can define it. Maybe who's taking the lead, who does it affect the most, who has the most desire behind that. But like in my goals, like, right, like, okay, if I want to do more art shows, that is a goal of mine, but that goal affects you, right? Like, because that goal takes me out of the house for a period of time. So it's like, we need to manage Jay, our schedules, like, you know, commuting there, money that goes towards vendor fees, like all that stuff. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Kind of. I mean, I have a couple follow-ups. I think I'm also curious. You were you are a young lady who was raised to be independent, like, you know, and I think sometimes the challenge in a marriage is relying on your spouse in any capacity, in certain capacities, to help you to accomplish those things that you hope, right? So, like, for instance, like, you say you want to do something. Because you're very ambitious and because you're very detail oriented, because you're, you dot your I's and cross your T's, you're like, I have to make this happen. So then you take on, you start to take on, like, you start to feel the anxiety, the stress of this, because it's a goal that you, you set, and you set it independent, not independently of me, but like,
yeah, pretty much.
You said it independent. Like, this is something that you hope to aspire. Like, have you ever experienced that since we've been married? Of like, either on one side, like, no, I, it's not on Juan to help me to accomplish this. Like, I need to accomplish this for me. And then the flip side is, I have to accomplish this for me because I can't trust or depend. Like, I have to do this. And it should be something that we both should be doing, but I can't trust or depend on him, so I'm going to put it on me.
Yeah, I mean, I think my answer before this, like what I had just said, that was like the growth part of me talking. I don't feel like I've yet walked in that when I actually make my goals, right? Like, yes, sitting here talking about it and like thinking about how we categorize it, yes. But when I was writing those goals in the past, I did not have the mindset of like, oh, this goal, while it's mine and my, I'm the driver behind this, like, you know, it affects all of us. Like, I never, I wasn't thinking that when I wrote goals in the past. And so, my brain just went blank. Do you have something to say?
No, okay. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
But no, I think that there have been most of my goals that I set for myself, I don't see you in them like a participant or that I'm leaning on you to help me accomplish them. And there have definitely been ones like money-wise that I've been like, nah, I gotta just do this on my own because there have been things in the past where I'm like, you're just gonna mess it up. So I'll just do it myself.
I think when we work at a company and, you know, there's a lot of different project management styles and some people, you know, look at the management of responsibilities and distribution of responsibilities and roles in a lot of different ways, right? There are times when, you know, if you're, you are on a project, you have someone who owns that, right? You have someone who is a contributor. You have other stakeholders who are just there to oversee. I do think the way that we've set goals in the past has been done in a way that does not explicitly, I don't think that we've done a really like in a really great job of being very intentional about like really thinking through like, well, what does, if A plus B, our dog is destroying this, everything. Well,
don't it, worry about it, Juan.
Just, yeah, but not while I'm praying. Stop. Because now you're being condescending. Now you're being condescending. God don't like that.
I'm not being condescending.
Your eyebrows going to fall off at night.
That's fine. Okay. I got eyebrow pencils.
Okay. We're not going to know if you're surprised or not.
That's fine. I don't need to.
I don't know if we've done a great job of like really thinking through, all right, well, if A is true and B is true, A plus B equals C, like how do all of these things fit on the goal sheet? Like
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. How does Bree's desire to do more art shows also help with my desire to, I don't know, leave my job and be a full-time entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Those seem like those could be at odds.
They are at odds. They have been at odds. We've like lived through those odds.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I don't know if we've done a great job of...
We haven't, and I don't know if I'm going like on a tangent, but or if it's in line with what you're talking about, but I think that like we have both had these goals that when you look at them, essentially they're competing goals, right? Like I want to do things that are on like this entrepreneurial scale, same.
Who does?
Me, like doing art shows and things like that. And then
you want to do entrepreneurial stuff?
And then no,
I just want to make sure I heard you right.
You didn't. I want to do like art shows.
You want to do entrepreneurial stuff?
Get more into my craft. You want to
be an entrepreneur?
Get more into my craft of my art.
Oh, get into your craft. I mean, you could use whatever word you want. You want to be an entrepreneur?
No,
you
want to explore but I don't. But not necessarily.
You want to do art shows. You want to be a creative.
You're getting off topic.
You want to sell your stuff, but you don't want to be an entrepreneur.
You're getting off topic.
I got it.
You're getting off topic. What I'm saying is, right, it created resentment because I felt like...
From who?
It created resentment for me.
Okay.
Let me finish.
No, I want you to own it.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Can I kick it? Yes, you can.
I became resentful because it felt like your goals were the ones that were getting the most resources, support. Like, you got to be an entrepreneur. I worked full time. Like, and so it was one of those things of like, I don't think we did a good job of being intentional of like, how can we,
just finish.
How can we build together on our goals so that like we're both being fulfilled?
Yeah. And you know, I don't look, if you got an answer or there's some magic science, y'all let me know. But I think part of it is the perspective and the mindset. I started with yours, mine, ours. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't like. I think if we have a yours, mine, ours, like I feel like we've already started to take a L.
Really?
I believe so. I believe that like. I view yours. No. Sorry, this dog is nibbling on my arm. For those who are listening, I just feel like. It is when it says yours, it's like, okay, you take the lead. Mm-hmm. I take the lead. This is a goal I am actively pursuing and I need your support on. Mm-hmm. This is something I'm actively like in taking the lead on and I need your support on. But I believe every goal, number one, should be mutually agreed upon. Like every goal in this list, mm-hmm. we should talk about.
Yeah.
Every goal in this list, we should move forward saying, You have the approval, I have the approval to pursue this. Because I think the problem is we were moving forward with goals when both of us did not sign off on like is here and I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let you put it on the list because I feel bad. I feel like we got to have the tough and difficult, challenging conversations up front. Mm-hmm. Because what ends up happening is I'm going to go back in March or May when I said, talked about this. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, we talked about it, but that goal on the list is so grandiose. I never even thought we would even get to this point. Like, it sounded good, but I didn't think we would ever even get to here. And I feel like I feel like in order to be on the same page, we need to be able to sit down. We need to mutually agree upon these goals because, we've learned this, every goal on that list will affect us.
Yeah.
Will affect, like everything that's put on that list is either going to take time, mm-hmm. energy, focus, money.
Yeah. Some sort of resource.
Some sort of resource. And it's our resources. Mm-hmm. The time, like if something is taking time, it's taking time from this family.
Right.
If something is taking money, it's taking money from this family. And that's, I mean, and that's a difficult thing that you got to wrestle with. And I don't think that it's even. Like, I don't think that is, like, I don't think that, I don't believe that it'll ever be, just like I don't believe marriage is 50-50. I don't believe that we're ever going to have a list that's going to say, like.
Well, I think that's, yes, right. That's conducive to the fact that marriage isn't 50-50. That covers every category that you're doing. Goal setting. It's not going to be, like, everything we do is going to all roll back up to that marriage isn't a 50-50 thing. Because there are going to, I do agree that we should go into this mutually agreeing. And that's where I feel like we lacked. Like, we sit, right? Like, we sit down, oh, we talk about our goals, and we just basically review a list, right? It's just like, oh, this is what you wrote down. This is what you wrote down. The only things we may be calling out is like, oh, like, do you think we could save 10,000? Like, do you think that's too high? You know what I mean? It's like those kind of very minor things. But even thinking, like, I get very, so like my struggle with writing goals down is like, right, I put so much weight on them, and in exploring, like, well, if I write these down, this is what I have to do. Like, I just don't give myself enough grace. And also being like, this doesn't have to be for the full year. Like, I feel like a lot of stuff that comes out at the beginning of the year is like, write your goals down for the year and all this stuff. And it seemed, for me, I feel like there's so much permanency in it. And like, yeah, you can adjust as you go, but it's kind of like this 10 commandments tablet that you wrote at the beginning of the year. Like, that's your guide, that's your thing. And I just think that I'm starting to go into it with more grace and like reflection throughout the entire process of like, why am I writing this goal down? Is this something that I really want? I feel like that's where I have to start personally. And then I do think that it makes it, I think that will make the process of really sitting down and coming to that mutual agreement on goals a little bit easier. Because I feel like if we would have done this last year even, I would have got defensive if you would have questioned any of the goals that I put down because I did not have an answer for a good majority of them.
Ding, ding, ding.
Shut up.
But that's.
But yeah, I didn't have an answer for a large majority of the goals that I wrote down last year because I didn't take the time to really sit down and like write goals for me.
Listen, you hit on, there are a lot of people in relationships. One spouse seems as if they have a plan, and there's another spouse that is resentful because they're going with that plan when the other spouse does not have a plan.
Yeah,
it's like, baby, what you want to do? Mm-hmm. Like, we're gonna do something. Like, we're gonna do something. We're gonna move forward. It's gonna be some momentum in some kind of way. It could be your turn, what you want to do. And then if they turn to you and say, well, and you say, I don't know. Well, it's like, all right, well, babe, what you need so we can help you? I don't know.
Right.
Well, if you don't know, well, then we're going to do this until you figure it out. Mm-hmm. And me doing this is also probably going to cause some chaos. And here's the tough part. We've experienced it. Bree, hey, baby, this is my plan. This is what I want to do. I don't really want to do that. All right, what you want to do? I don't know what I want to do. All right, well, then let's do this. I don't really want to do that, but I guess we'll do that. We do that. That don't work out and puts us in a worse position. So now when you figure out what you want to do, you can't do that because I did that. Yeah. And now there's like triple resentment. It's like resentment on resentment. Like I'm resentful that you got to do what you wanted to do. I'm also upset and angry at myself because I didn't have a plan at that moment. And now I'm even more pissed because I still went along with that in the midst of it. Now I'm angry and resentful again because now I know what I want to do and I can't do it.
Yeah. Those are all facts.
So it's like, you know, and I think a lot of that stuff could have been solved with us sitting down and really having just a deeper conversation around like these goals and like how they affect all of us. Yeah. And I think, you know, I mean, at that point, you know, a lot of that time, I mean, a lot of things were different. A lot of things were separate. I think, you know, the way we just engaged with each other during those periods was just different.
Yeah.
I think right now it's a lot better, obviously. It's a lot has changed. And I think that now we are tapping in finally into, I think, one of the real, like, to me, I think marriage is a hack. And I think the hack is you and your spouse sit down, y'all game plan, and you create a winning strategy together. Mm-hmm. And I think you are far more likely. I don't know. I ain't looked at the data. I go on ChatGPT or this is ChatCPT. All right. You are far more likely to accomplish your goals if you set them with your spouse.
Yeah.
If you engage your spouse, if you involve your spouse. Like, I am of the firm belief that God is in the midst, right? Like, if you're a believer, God is working in that marriage. And there's doors that your spouse can open for you. Like, I think, like, having an advocate at all times in your spouse, in every room they walk into. Mm-hmm. You know, like, the job you have is from, no?
Yes, it is.
I'm not saying it's from me, but it's
from a connection that
it's
you
from
have,
a connect, yeah. Like, right? And it's like, but that's a connection. The reason why I have that connection is because I stepped into something entrepreneurial several years ago. Mm-hmm. That probably, you know, was tough when I did it, but I stepped into that, and then I got positioned into a place where, like, I'm looking, you know, and I think not, and I'm looking always for opportunities to plug my wife.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for opportunities.
I mean, how could you not?
Look, <just kidding. laughs> you've illustrated several books that have come from people in my network.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you make life easier for me in a lot of ways.
And that's what a spouse is supposed to do.
I agree. And I think that, like, I had to get to a point where I understood that, like, if I bring something to you, you have my best interest at heart. Like, I had to get over not having the answers, feeling lost and confused, because I feel like being able to, like, not goal set properly, just because it's like, I feel like I didn't know myself. And so you being able to ask those right questions, like, ask those questions of me, but I had to get to the point where I was, like, mature enough to be able to receive what you were saying as, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
I don't know.
Helpful, but not, like, judgmental, because it was kind of like, well, you have this, because, well, I mean,
probably some judgment in there too.
Why are you like this?
I'm a human being. I am not perfect. I probably was judgmental in some of those
things. But I think
we also had to remind ourselves we're on the same team.
Yeah.
But there are times where it's like, yes, we're on the same team, but with the play that you just made, yes, does not make me believe that you are on my,
yes,
team.
Yes, that's very true.
It reminds me of, like, you probably don't remember this, but LeBron James and Cleveland Cavaliers, J.R. Smith gets the ball and LeBron is like, and he just, like, holds the ball. Like, he's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, what are you? And I think sometimes there have been moments in the marriage where you looked at me and I'm like, what are you doing? If you were on my team, you, yeah, wouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
And so I think it's hard. And I think that it takes time. It takes healing. It, mm-hmm, takes some self-reflection of, like, why does this bother me so much? And it's like, oh, because I am a high achieving woman and I am supposed to have answers. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In any moment or time when I feel like I'm not, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, maybe that, you know, it's like I shouldn't be second guessing these things. And I just, I, I think that, like, for folks who are going and experiencing these type of things in their relationship, I want to encourage them that there is an opportunity in 2024 for you and your spouse to get on the same page. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how to do that. I will tell you, for us, it worked. It started to work when there was a level of vulnerability and transparency and accountability on everyone's part.
Yeah.
I think, like, it's not going to happen overnight, but I think I had to show you some things, mm-hmm, that made you say, oh, okay, we're on the same team.
Yeah.
He has my best interest at heart. And I think, and I'll say this, and I want to get your thoughts. Also, like, and using basketball, like, you got to pass the ball. There are times when it's not going to be your season to be in a game. Sometimes, yeah, it is time for you to come out the game.
That is what was hard for me, because I felt like I just was never in the game. You brought a chaos into my life that revealed a lot of the gaps I had that I don't think would have ever, I don't say would have ever shown up, but like a lot of things were easy. It was just me. And like, I didn't realize until like we got together and we got married that like I was just letting life happen. And I really wasn't being intentional about the things that I was doing. It was like, oh, you work here for so long, and oh, you met that person at work, and they, you know, this is a new position, so I just took it because whatever. Like, I didn't have a lot of intention in like why I was doing things, what I was choosing to do. I just kind of let, oh, that's, this door seems open, let me just do this. And so then marrying you, it was like,
I'll say it like that. Marrying you, no, best thing ever happened to you. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it did.
Best
this thing? Little chocolate something that just came into your life and changed everything.
No, finding Sprouts non-dairy butter pecan might just,
okay,
be.
we shout out brands. They're not sponsoring.
They might after this.
Yeah, they may. Hey, Sprouts, what up?
I will definitely take,
I'm there about 5 days a week.
I will eat Sprouts during the podcast.
Okay, calm down.
It's really good. But no, I think that it opened my eyes to like make me want to see like what is it that I actually want to do. And so then I was at this like revelation stage, and then I just felt like I was always on the bench because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And so I fell into this like resentment of like, well, you know what you want to do, and so you just kind of went with it. But yeah,
and everybody has a role,
and that role will change through
seasons. And that role will change, and everybody's not a starter.
But I am.
Everybody not a starter. I heard one of the coaches, I forgot who. I think it was John Wooden, legendary basketball coach. And he was saying that, like, he would tell guys, recruits, hey, you are here for the practice team. And he said, it is your job to get the starters ready to ensure that they can go out and play. Like, hold on.
No, oh no, go ahead.
What would you about to say?
No, I was gonna say, and that's it's a hard thing to do, but it's vital.
It's what teamwork is.
Yeah.
It's like, if you wanna be an island, go be an island.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's very hard, right? We're talking about marriage. Like, you were the starter of your life.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
now you're coming into marriage and it's like you got two starters coming in, and it's like, well, it's not your season to do that. And it's like, well, what do you
not mean? Only were you a starter, you like, in my own life, I was him. I'm him. You was her. You like, I'm her. I'm like, I'm him.
Yeah.
And then we get married and you like, sup?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at some point, I go out there and I try to do a dunk. I done broke my whole leg. Well, you got to get in the game now. And what, like, you know, what happens when the coach keeps coming to you and say, hey, you ready to get in? You're like, oh, I don't know the plays.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you don't know when your number's going to get called. Like, no, it's when, what is success? When preparation meets opportunity. And at the end of the day, it's like, Yeah, you can be resentful on the sideline because you did not put the time, the work, and the energy into figuring out
what you need to do to get on the floor. That's my thing. I wasted a lot of time being angry, watching like what was happening, instead of like taking that time of self-reflection to be like, what is it that I want?
Here's one thing I would say. If you are a spouse who's on the sideline because you don't necessarily know what you want to do, I would just encourage you to participate.
In what?
In what your spouse is doing. The reason why I say it is because you do not know what that will spark in you.
Yes, that is true. And
you
like,
don't I, know what, like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like,
I am still healing from.
Me too. Me too. Because guess what? Every spouse needs some healing. The spouse that has something going, that the spouse is, and you have a spouse that's not engaged, that's not participatory, that's not supportive in the way that you need them to be supportive, whether that's emotional or whatever. Like, you were supportive in other ways. You're like, all right, you can take the money and go to, and I'm like, that's cool, but I need your emotional support. I need you to show up and
I didn't have that because my emotions were tied down in my anger and my confusion. Like, I did not have the capacity to give that to you. I had the capacity to show up financially because I had to go to work to support our family.
You know, it's not that you didn't have the capacity. You did have the capacity. You did not have in my opinion, you just didn't know how to show up in any other way, because showing up financially is a way that to you meant support. That was like, a love language for you.
It is.
It's acts of service. But that's not my love language.
I feel it.
So you were showing up with your love language, which is, I'm going to do this for you. And I'm saying, no, I need you by my side, because that gives me everything that I need. That creates my superpower. Like, I am now a superhero now, and I can accomplish whatever. I can't be what I need to be if you're not here.
And also, you cannot blame your spouse if they don't show up for you for the decisions that you make. I think that's something
we
learned.
I agree.
Because we had to battle a lot through that of like, well, if you would have just been X for me, I wouldn't have done these
100%. I think everybody has to take their own accountability for their part that they played.
Yeah.
But everybody plays a part.
Yeah.
Everybody has a role. If you're a spouse and you are not involved, or you are not engaged in what your spouse is in, you do not get to sit back and say, oh, see, look, that's why. Look, I knew, I told you, you shouldn't have did that. Look, and I'm not doing that from like a woman's voice. It could be a man too. Not see, I told you that was a stupid decision. Yeah. I told you, no, you didn't. You weren't involved and you weren't engaged. Mm. But if you're the spouse that goes out and does something, you make some stupid decisions, or maybe you make the right decision. Something can fail and you do everything right.
Yeah, that's true.
Timing happens. COVID happened. The world closed down. You could have had a business, bought vending machine. You could have did a whole bunch of stuff. And then the world shuts down that you didn't anticipate, you didn't know, you didn't expect. And now at the end of the day, it didn't work out. You don't get to say, well, if you were just there, then you would have. No, nobody gets to point fingers.
Yeah.
Everybody has to look inward. Mm-hmm. And I think once you look inward, I think me personally, like I saw like, oh man, it took some years for me to realize like, oh, there's some things that I did, that I contributed. Like if I would have moved differently, if I would have managed things differently, if I would have managed money, relationships, time, all of these things differently. I'm not saying that outcome could have been very much exactly the same.
True. Yeah, we won't know that.
But I believe that I could have salvaged some years in our relationship because I moved differently.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't have pointed fingers the way I did when I pointed fingers.
Yeah, because that took a lot of that added to the years time of like reconciling with each other.
Because that creates a how dare you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Negro, who are you to point a how dare you? Yeah. Right? And listen, I use the whole like, you know, faith. You know, hey, if you have faith, where the faith at? My faith is stronger than your faith. And it's like, bro, what? What? How dare you? So at the end of the day, because we got to come to a close, we're not doing this for a whole hour. I'm encouraging folks, if you are in a long-term committed relationship, if you're in a marriage, I think it's important to talk about your goals. I think it's important to have a conversation. Set some time away from the kids. If you got kids, like, go to a quiet place. Go to a place that's like on neutral ground. Like, don't do it in your wife's office. Don't do it in your...
Yeah, like, go to a coffee shop.
Man cave. Coffee shop be a little cold.
Wait, bring a sweater.
Yeah, yeah,
go find... making excuses?
Go to a place where you can, you know, it's tranquil. Don't be the, you know, don't have it be the first thing you do. Grab some food. Don't do it on the empty... Please don't do it on an empty stomach. Because if your wife is like my wife, she's going to be very evil. Like, she's going to be mean.
I'm not evil.
You're mean.
I am mean.
You are mean. You are just mean.
I am mean.
When you don't eat. And then have some honest, open, and transparent conversations.
Well, and like, pre-plan for it too. Because I think that, like I said earlier, taking time for yourself to be self-reflective, coming to that time, giving yourself grace. Mm. And then just like not looking at the whole year, like it's okay to not, in my opinion, and I don't know if that's like wrong, but I just know for me and how I am, and like I have like a bend or tendency towards like worrying, needing to have all the answers. I had to give myself the permission to be like, it's okay to like look at the next 3 months. Mm. And it's okay that the first week of January has passed and you haven't sat down to write goals. Like, put a date and like then come to that date with understanding, like, I want to have done some reflection by this time. If that's not till the 1st of February, like, if that's what works for you, that's what works for you. I think I tend to get stuck in these like cultural norms of like beginning of the new year, have your goals, write it. What is that verse? Write it down, make it plain.
Put it on tablets and all that.
Have a vision. And so it's like, yeah, that all sounds great, but I'm like, I don't know what I want from this year yet. And that's okay. But I do need to be intentional about sitting down and reflecting on that and just not letting time pass.
Sit your butt down somewhere.
Shut up.
Be intentional. Sit your butt down. Interesting, because I believe that's the word that God gave me for this year.
Intentionality.
Intentionality.
Mine was consistency.
Consistency. Mm-hmm. Oh. Which can also be... which is a cinnamon synonym and a cinnamon cinnamon and cinnamon synonym for consistency is discipline.
Yeah.
So intentionality, I think, is one of the things that God has really put on my heart for this year, is no longer just letting things sit by, like taking the things that I have in my head, in my mind, and being intentional about bringing it to fruition and creating it. So like that, you know, keep saying like, oh, there are things I want to do. And it's like, nah, well, if you say you want to do, and I mean, it all boils down to discipline. Mm-hmm. It's like discipline really is at the core.
Sure.
There's no, you know, you can't accomplish anything great without discipline.
Yeah.
None of these goals that we're going to talk about, like, hopefully next episode we can maybe do maybe we'll, in between now and then, we can sit down and talk about our goals, and then we can talk about them on the pod.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see who will win.
Who has the better goals?
The better goals. Is it hers? Is it mine? Is it ours?
Oh my Lord.
Find out on the next episode of
Marriages
for Adults. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Like, subscribe, share. Y'all been blowing up our YouTube page. We appreciate you. 5 stars on all the places you get your podcast. You know? You dig? 2024, we're bringing some married couples on. So if you are married and you want to come on a podcast,
come join us.
Come join us. Marriage is for adults at gmail.com. Email us marriagesforadults@gmail.com. We don't have no domain right now, so don't, you know, I mean,
or we
just
could DM you on Instagram, right?
You can DM us on Instagram for sure. But I want to talk to some other married couples, because I want to hear how y'all making it work. Yeah, we love y'all. I'm gonna make this on the spot. Listen, babe, anything else you want to say?
No.
All right, y'all. We know a lot of things. Marriage is fun. Marriage is crazy. Marriage is exciting. But there's one thing that we both agree with, that marriage is
for adults.
Hey, all right, y'all. Peace, y'all. Peace.